good?
Yes.
Call this BOE session to order. All members present except for Kelly Trimble and Bob Paulson, James Strahan, and Donna Neely. So, with that, I think on your paper, on your area, you've got the agenda, what we're going to talk about today. I think we have some people who want to speak to us. If you guys have any comments, we're obviously going to call the Maureen. She's up here to speak.
I think that we tabled this last time. We asked for a couple of things.
Okay.
I just wonder if we have those available.
Checked with the assessor's office, and he did show me proof that he had sent out a notice of incidence. Did you bring that with you?
I think I did.
Here's the pile.
Hey, Don, here's my.
And I've included a copy of the 2010 minutes. It's right on your agenda. Mm-hmm. There were three motions made and then clarifying motion at the end. The final motion was Jim Struppas moved to reduce the land value to 174,240 total. Appraised 492,150. Danny Strahan seconded. And the motion passed by 5-0.
So this was the motion during the summer BOE.
Right.
And
of 2010. Of
2010. Okay.
And it right here says 2019 county increase notices first round, which would have went out in May.
Okay, so they got notice that way. Okay. So the request, if I'm not mistaken, Donnie, you can help me, is that they would like the 09 to be set like the 2010 values.
Exactly.
And then if I'm not mistaken, also there was some conversation between the assessor and or Donna with the constituent, correct? Has there been some conversation or concessions or something like that in 09?
No.
Okay. Nothing at this point.
We have spoke several times,
okay,
just going through the process, basically, of what happened.
Okay.
I spoke with the Moriuchis, and like I say, we went through why my appraiser appraised the portion of land on the other side of the creek and why they appraised the land that had the sewer line right down through the center of the properties and why we did what we did and why the BOE did what we did.
Okay.
That's all I understand.
Go ahead, Bob.
I was to look into whether or not we could allow them to be heard based on the 2009, if in fact there were representations made that it would be taken care of that were made during 2009 on a timely basis that would have denied them their due process if they didn't go forward based on those reliances. And I believe they could go forward if those reliances were made, but it's my understanding that, well, I can't speak to the facts of whether those reliances were made or that those statements were made.
Okay. So our decision is, are we going to hear the 09 case? Is it, really, that comes down to the decision of the BOE, right?
Right.
Okay.
How are you going to, since the motion was made in 2009, not to hear it, how are you going to rescind that motion? And
was there a motion made in 2009 not to hear it?
Yeah.
So why do we hear it in 2010?
Because they came in 2010 summer BOE.
09 was not a summer BOA action.
They weren't heard in 2009. If they weren't heard in 2009, they could be heard in 2010. And we voted not to hear them in 2009. Is that right?
Right, after summer BOA.
That was when the tax bills had came out.
Okay.
Up in December, I believe.
Right.
So you have that issue.
But it was based on the fact, I think, that they had been sent notice in April.
I don't know what the basis was. They know.
Were they sent notice in April?
Yes. April 2010.
We have the proof right here. It was sent out in April of 09.
Should request their address to see if it's the correct address on that.
It's the same one showing. We looked at 2010 tax bill, and it was the same one on that bill as well.
Oh, well.
I believe so.
So I guess the decision of the board right now is if we're going to hear this case to discuss 09 rates, 09 assessed value or appraised value.
And 010's already been set and settled and taken care of.
This summer we reduced it.
Right.
based upon trying to be consistent with what we did even during summer BOE, we didn't go back and adjust 2009 for people that, if we did make an adjustment in 2010, to my knowledge, you know, with rare, you know, unless there was more extenuating circumstances.
Okay.
So I make a motion we deny it here for 2009.
We have a motion by Dave Oliphant to deny the request to be heard on for the 09.
With the consistency that we used, I don't know whether we change, how we change it in the future or what, with what we've done in the past, I'm going to have to second the motion.
Okay, we have a second. I just have one discussion point first. Bob, is there any concern of due process? Is there any concerns that we didn't handle it properly in 09 from a legal perspective?
If they were given reliances in 09 that this would be taken care of and they didn't appeal because they were told it would be taken care of, then perhaps there is a due process situation. And I don't know whether they were told that or not, that it would be taken care of.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a BOE matter. If those...
Well, we could hear them if they didn't get notice or if they were...
I know, but based upon what somebody said to them, it's not something that the BOE can rely on. And it should hear it based on... without further proof, should we?
Well, I mean, if I'm just using this as an example, if our assessor said, don't worry about it, you don't need to appeal to the BOE, it'll be taken care of. I would say that the BOE would be within its rights to go ahead and hear it the next year because the reason they didn't appeal it to the BOE was because the assessor told them that they didn't have to. They relied upon the assessor's misrepresentation or negligent representation. But I don't know if that occurred or if it didn't. I mean,
Kelly, you want to chime in on this?
If I understand, we reset it
in 2010.
The BOE in summer BOE 2010 made a determination the value as of January 1, 2009 was X dollars.
Correct.
The question is, should that be applied to their 2009 taxes?
Correct.
They had the intention of, they were relying reliances on, incorrectly, on the assessor and other people in government as to what the process was when they should have been seeking counsel. I think the law is, since Missouri does a two-year cycle, I think it's really gray on if we set a value in 2010 as of what its date value was in 2009, does that apply to the prior year? I kind of think it does.
That's my concern, is if we set the valuation in the summer of 2010 for what the value was January 1st of 09, why wouldn't they pay according to 09?
Unless there's been some physical change in the property between 09 and 010, then why are they paying the higher tax in 09?
Went to the BOE on
if he was incorrect in 09. 010, he was incorrect in 09.
To the 09 meeting and see if we...
I think that's...
If Grahan hadn't been running. That's their saying that he did.
Don, I know you're shorthanded. Is there any way you could pull the 2009 November minutes where it says Mr. Strahan presented to the BOE on our behalf?
First, make sure I don't already have that.
Okay, this is what I've got for the
last one.
No, I don't have that.
I think we had the July of 10.
But it says November. This doesn't say what date.
November 12th,
09.
And let me just point out a problem with Kelly's theory, with all due respect to Mr. Trimble.
No, go ahead. I think I know what you're
going to
say.
Okay. Go right ahead. We're supposed to, according to the Constitution, have an annual assessment, but by statute it says every 2 years. Since we do every 2 years, he's saying if you make the change for 2010, then you should go back perhaps and make a change for 2009 as well, which means you don't have to appeal in 2009. You can go ahead and wait till 2010 and appeal and have it retroactive and take all that money back, and that makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I think it does make some sense, but I think they have a duty to appeal in 2009. In this case, it sounds like the process was used against them to forestall them from appealing in 2009. They were deferred to 2010. And that's where I'm going. What does the law really say about If you don't appeal in 2009, you lose your rights to have the refund for 2009 when the value, 2009 value is reset.
The law says you have to come in during the summer BOE.
What is the summer BOE? There's two summer BOEs apparently in a cycle.
There's a 2009 and a 2010, but you have to appeal for that year in the summer BOE, which would be summer of 2009, for the 2009 tax year. And if you don't appeal during the summer BOE and you received a notice prior to the summer BOE that your assessment had gone up, then you have a duty to not rest on,
That's right.
Take advantage of your remedies and wait until after the summer BOE to appeal.
And by that theory, if they don't appeal the 2009 value in 2009, then they're stuck with it through to 2011 and don't have the right to appeal it in 2010.
That's not the position that the State Tax Commission takes, certainly. They say
well,
that you can appeal
what I was saying. The thinking on this and the law is fuzzy.
Didn't you hear cases all through summer BOE this year and make decisions, you know, one way or the other for this year, but not for the year before?
We made decisions as to what the value was in 2009. What was the value in 2009? If we are setting what the correct value is, then it was, you know, the assessor was correct in 2009 and we're correct in 2010 as to what the value was in 2009. That doesn't make sense.
Probably.
I think the failure's in the law.
Okay. Chuck, do you want to chime anything?
Rob's got a point. They should have been in here in 2009 to appeal this.
Okay.
To me, our mistake was lowering it at the 2010 BOE because they didn't lower a lot of other people's, you know.
The mistake was not dealing with this in 2009. For whatever reason, it wasn't brought to our attention in 2009. We didn't deal with it until 2010.
If they had been dissuaded from appealing in 2009, in the summer BOE, then I would have no problem with saying, you know, they were denied the process.
Let's fund them,
I would read it.
Okay. Here, let me go ahead and read the paragraph on this. The assessor presented the case to the taxpayers Paul and Paula Morucci. Dave Oliphant made a motion to deny the appeal for 2009 tax year and requested the assessor reassess the property for 2010. I second the motion, and it was a vote of Straffus, Oliphant, and Strahan, yay, Bob Rose, and Chuck Pennell, nay. So we don't have any details of why. All I can assume is that it's beyond summer BOE day.
When was that?
November.
It's at the end of BOE.
Right.
We're done by then.
So let me see if I follow what happened then. They did not receive their notice so that they could.
They did receive their notice.
Did you get their house?
Well, all we have to do is mail it to the address on file, Chuck.
I'm not arguing that they did not. There's proof that it went out in the mail.
Okay.
I understand that. But they said they did not receive it, is my point.
Okay.
If you let me finish out, it'll help, I think.
Okay.
So, since they did not receive it, they didn't have any reason to come to BOE. They didn't know their taxes had gone up. Well, they got their notice in late October or 1st of November or whatever, found the big increase, and came to have the issue addressed. But they did not, as you just read the minutes, they were not allowed to address it. The issue, so they came back this year, I guess it is that correct?
Mm-hmm. This summer.
And then the BOE, I don't know if James supported that. Did you support, James, our reduction to what?
I supported the reduction, but not as far as it went.
A reduction, but not that reduction.
Okay. So anyhow, it was correct. It was changed for 10. And our assessor is in agreement that the value was not right in 9, to Kelly's point, but because they didn't have a chance to be heard, anyway, bottom line is, they didn't get a notice. They didn't receive the notice. And so they didn't have any way to, I mean, they didn't know until November. I mean, put yourselves in their shoes, that could happen to any of us.
Is the address different on the notice than their current address?
That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is the mail fails every once in a while.
Yeah, but basic principle.
And I agree with you on that point, but if we can't rely on the fact that it was mailed, because we mail out several thousand of them, then that means that several thousand people could come in October, November when they get it and say, oh, I didn't ever get a statement, because a lot of people don't even pay any attention to it. I know that.
Hold on, let me finish.
And it makes us have to, you know, make a decision. Do we start hearing everyone that says, oh, I didn't remember getting one, or I didn't get it, either way, you know, when it was mailed, then are we opening up a can of worms for BOE all through the rest of the remainder of the year then?
I've been in that discussion before in BOE, and my opinion is that we've had a handful of people come in such situations, and it's not that huge possibility. I mean, that doesn't happen. It's not a practical thing that happens.
Okay.
And we've got an issue where their assessment was wrong, so their taxes were wrong, and it ought to be corrected. I mean, it was an error, and we have the opportunity to correct it.
Just know that if you do this, you're going to have to do it for everybody.
That's right.
All right, well, Kelly.
That's kind of what I was getting to. You're putting us in the position, or the county in the position, of having the burden of proving that these people actually receive their BOE notices or their increase notices. And I think the general presumption when it gets to court, Bob can tell us more about this, is when the government mails you something, they make the presumption that you got it, and it's up to the recipient to prove that they didn't get it.
And so here we are at a BOE.
But I don't know that that's really relevant, because regardless of whether they receive a change notice or not, it's public record.
And that's the issue.
Do what?
That's the issue. The notice requirements have come down from the Supreme Court. I don't know that the notice would be adequate to satisfy where there's notice required. But not only is there notice sent of an increase, it's on the website. It's available.
They're pretty much charged with constructive notice of what their assessment is, regardless of whether you get a notice or not. But I think, going back to the core issue, when 2010 summer BOE sets a value as of January 1 of 2009, are they setting it for the entire cycle, or are they setting it only for use in that particular tax year?
I would say yes, they're setting it for the entire cycle, but if it's not appealed in the first year, they can only do something about the second year if it's appealed in the second year only.
Chuck, go ahead.
I tend to disagree with that.
Can anybody tell me,
fuzzy on that, but
is this a 2% error mistake, a 5% error, 50%?
I'm looking here. Their assessed value in 2008 was $82,000, if I'm reading this correctly, and it went to $301,009, and then went down to $157,000. I'm just making sure I'm doing this right, the math right here.
About 45%.
It's about a 50% reduction if I'm doing rough numbers here, because there's two parcels and we made our motion together in 2010, I believe.
So in 2008, it was $82,000.
Well, let me go this way. In 2008, there's two parcels we're talking about. One for in 2008, the two parcels were 9610 plus 82390. That was the two parcels assessed valued in 2008. In 2009, the new numbers were $37,550 and $301,290.
So that's about, am I following, about three times, four times as much?
It's at least three times. At least three times. It then was reduced down to a total of $174 total.
Summer BOE.
2010. 2009, we didn't hear it. So it looks like when it was all the dust settled, we basically reduced it in half of what the 09 number was.
You know what? If it was a 2% or a 5% issue, I could maybe swallow. I don't know. But when we got a 50% issue, and I know we want to be consistent. We ought to be consistent.
Right.
I agree. But we're not consistent. We heard these people speak to us at the last meeting. Did we not? We did. And now we haven't even got to the point of hearing their case today.
Right. Chuck, I mean, Danny?
On the basis of consistency that you have to establish, that we did not, and I don't even know of Morichis. I have no problem with them. I have nothing. But I am justifying our motion of not going back because we didn't do anybody else's.
Okay.
And Dave and I agreed on that last time it was voted on, and I think that we have to stay consistent with how we pursue BOE cases.
But this one said that there's plenty of precedent saying that that's the way we do this here.
I got one question for Bob. Bob, we made a vote in November not to hear the 09 appeal.
That's correct.
So how do we undo that? If you can't, can you? We, in November of 09, we voted as a board not to hear the 09 appeal.
So basically, by hearing the 09 appeal, you're going against that
motion.
That motion and vote of this board. That would be correct.
Can I say one thing?
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Sounds like from the argument that Danny's making, this board has a precedent of not hearing the 2009 stuff once it's settled. And that's the policy of this BOE. They do have a recourse to take it skyward, but...
And to Chuck's point, we try to be consistent, but we've not been consistent.
We've not been consistent.
But we try. We err usually on consistency, but not all the time.
Sounds like we either need to decide to tighten up the policy of being consistent or make a decision that we're going to do these one by one and not be consistent. And it sounds like we need to set a policy and keep it consistent as we go along with it. And if you guys have set the policy of not rehearing 2009, even though I disagree with it, I think
I don't think there's anything in writing, Kelly. I think we follow state statutes best we can.
So if I can go back to the minutes and find where we've heard cases, we heard one last time, then. We heard then, last meeting. And if I can go back to the minutes and find where we've heard cases, we're going to look at it different.
Mr. Pennell, back in 2007 and 2008, we heard cases that you brought into the commission because I asked the people how they were coming in at that late date, that you had asked people to come in to BOE hearings. After the BOE summer meeting, and we tried to establish at that point that we would not hear the cases from then on. Yes, they got up and spoke. There was no conversation from the assessor, who has the evidence on his behalf. There was things requested. There was two things that was asked of for this meeting,
mm-hmm.
which we, the board, have heard.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is on the basis of consistency to try to establish that we have made a motion that passed that you read there a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trying to harm anybody or anything like that. I just know that we have a job to do according to state statute.
I feel, looking back on it in hindsight, I feel like we made a mistake last November in even asking that the 2010 be adjusted,
mm-hmm.
even though somebody said there was a mistake made. But the biggest part of the people that come in here say that they feel like that a mistake has been made by the assessor. I mean, that's everybody that comes in here says the assessor's wrong. And, so the assessor admits it sometimes and sometimes he doesn't. But, I mean, there's still cases where people come in that have said that, they were unfairly, raised or something, and we try to deal with it, but they're all thinking that it's a mistake. So the part of it being a mistake or not, you know, probably we should have held like we did to everything during the summer. BOE is saying it'll be adjusted again in 2011. We should hold to that, but we didn't. But we did make a motion to deny the 09 and went ahead and made an adjustment for 2010.
And James also has said that the 2009 value, of the 2010 value that was adjusted, was not adjusted to the amount he would have adjusted it to if you're going to call 2009 an error.
What if the assessor, Dave, what if the assessor in discussion said he made a mistake straight up? How would you feel about hearing the case at that point?
I think we set part.
Hold on.
I think we've heard him say that on other cases. I mean, you know, they make a mistake. A house has doesn't have a basement, and they got it taxed as a basement. They say, well, they just flat messed up, you know. And, you know, there's cases like that where they have admitted they made a mistake when they went out to assess it. Do we correct it based on that? But, you know, as far as maybe square footage, but some of them, I think if it went back, you know, 2 years ago, I think we have turned a lot of them down. But, I mean, that's a poor example, I guess, but, you know, I think there's been some others where that's come before us about the value of land because of valuing all the land at one price rather than some of it. But I can't remember all the cases. But, you know, looking back to the November minutes, and that's what I wanted to see was what we did back then. Is right. We did deny it back in November. So yep. I don't know.
Do you have the part of the minutes where the assessor said he made a mistake?
He read it while ago, so he read the statement of the minutes. But.
Did BOE actually act on this, though? I mean, in the summer of 2010?
Yes. We set new values.
We set a new
change
value
the value.
2010.
To 174.
Like, so you couldn't change the 2000, not, if you went back, you couldn't change it differently than the 2010 anyway, so the issue would only be whether...
That's what they're
it's
asking.
Not whether they can appeal or not. It's whether their 2009 should be at the same level as their 2000.
That's what the question is.
That's exactly what I've been saying.
But they didn't appeal in 09.
Does it set up just for 2010 or does it set up for the two-year cycle? And if it sets up for the two-year cycle, should they be refunded 2009 excess payment?
And so why don't we just keep hearing them in 2009?
Yeah, why don't we just hear them in 2010?
Yeah, why do you close some of the BOE in 2009?
Bob, what do you think?
I think there's a reason you have to appeal in 2009 because the taxes have to be paid and the school districts have to know what the amount is to set their levies on. If you open it up so that people can just appeal in 2010, there's no way that the schools will ever know with any finality how much money they're going to get. People will, lots of people will come in 2010 and get a refund on their 2009 taxes.
Okay.
You know, 2010...
All right. Any more discussion? We have a vote. We have a motion and a second on the table here.
That's to deny, correct?
To deny the hearing. All right. All those in favor of denying, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think I know where Chuck's voting, so I was waiting for you, Chuck Kelly.
I really think this is something that should be decided by the state tax commission or the courts or somewhere because I think the law is ambiguous.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and vote as much as it's going to hurt them and everything. I really think they need to go to the state tax commission with this, so I'm going to vote to deny.
So deny it. So
aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
4-1. Motion to deny the hearing. Carries.
Now, Bob, do they still have the right to go to the State Tax Commission even though it's 2009?
Certainly they do.
Okay.
And if they don't do that, then go to the Supreme
Court. Hold on.
You know.
Explain that for me, Bob. They can now go to the State Tax Commission?
Well, there's a decision of this board. And the State Tax Commission may or may not hear them or may deny their appeal summarily, but I mean, certainly they have a right to to appeal a decision of this board. They've come before you.
And we made a decision.
They didn't do it in a timely fashion, that you're denying their right to appeal or to adjust their 2009 taxes. They would have a right to appeal that next to the State Tax Commission, and they would issue a ruling. Matter of fact, they'd come down here like they do on any of these cases, and or they may just summarily deny the appeal, or they may hear it and say, Board of Equalization, you're all wrong,
So, is that consistent with how we've treated other people?
I believe not letting somebody appeal taxes from a previous tax year is exactly how you've treated almost everybody that comes in here. Unless there's been some failure to give notice.
I don't want them to... The reason I'm questioning you...
I want them to win, but you're asking me what I think.
No, the reason I'm questioning you is I don't want them to go chase a rabbit to the State Tax Commission if they can't do that. And the reason I ask you the question is, we have told people that if you didn't come in and do X, Y, Z, we're talking about 2009 taxes. If they hadn't done that in 2009, we didn't hear them in 2009.
There's not a filing fee required to appeal to the State Tax Commission. The worst that can happen is the State Tax Commission says, no, you can't appeal this.
That's great.
So you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if I were representing them, which I'm not, I would tell them, why not try, since there's no filing fee or anything, you just send an appeal up to the State Tax Commission. And they'll tell you, you can't appeal, or they'll say, hey, we think you're right, and we don't like that BOE, and you win. So,
great.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next order of business, which is Mr. Tsai?
Singh.
We voted last session. We moved the time that he was informed of his hearing, his case, forward, and he was not notified of the change. We had voted to, I believe, to deny. Donna, is that correct?
Not to hear him.
We voted not to hear the case. But he was wanted to us to reconsider the vote since he wasn't even here to during that discussion. So.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the... How did we vote? We just voted not to hear the... What was the request?
Board discussed the valuation case of Von Smalstein for parcel number 77362115010, in which he requested the board review the valuation of the parcel for the 2009-2010 tax years. Kelly Trimble moved to not hear the case. Dave Oliphant seconded.
Okay, so this is a valuation that we voted on. He did not appeal the summer of 09 or the summer of 2010. Is that correct, Donna?
To my knowledge, that's
correct. Okay. So, once again, the vote was to deny, and I'm here to say if you guys want to have a motion to reconsider the vote, it would need a pass before we take on the action. So you'd have to do a motion to reconsider, right, Bob?
Well, he was not present. He was not told
correct
that he could come in and argue why he should be heard.
He was not promised a chance to argue because it was a motion. We were just discussing, should we hear the 09 and 2010 appeal after the summer BOEs?
Okay. Do you know what the issue one of never having gotten notice?
No.
I mean...
The value has been the same since 07. So there was no increase.
Okay.
Is that correct, Donna?
That's correct.
Okay.
You should have those tax bills.
Yep, I'm right here. Nothing's changed financially.
Okay. So 9 and 10 is the same as 7 and 8. And this is the same thing we heard a million times in summers. Well, the value is not as much as it used to be. But that'll change in 2011.
If he even had come in this summer. He didn't come in this summer.
Correct.
Right.
And he didn't come in 09. And he bought it, I guess, in 08. And he could have come in 09. And the only thing is, he didn't get notice, he said, I guess, of the 09 value, but he's not entitled to it if there was no increase. And what you're telling me is that it was the same in 07 and 08, the same value.
Yeah, I believe it's a different property owner in 07, but 08, 09, and 10 are
But
all
when
the
you
same
close value. On a piece of property, you find out what the taxes are because they're adjusted at the time, so you know what the taxes are.
And you certainly receive a tax bill at the end of 09. And
you would have received it at the end of 08 also.
Yeah, I got one in 08.
Of course, that would have reflected January.
Actually, Donna, it went up.
Value,
okay, here goes. In 07, total paid was $20,971.
You need to look at the assessed.
That's what I'm trying. Oh, this is, okay. Let me hear the assessed.
The valuation statement.
I'm sorry, you're correct. The valuation has not changed since 07. Donna's right. I was looking at the levies. I'm sorry. So the valuation has not changed. And the previous owner, the same valuation as the new owner.
Right.
So it's been very consistent. So the vote. So I guess unless we're hearing a motion to reconsider, the vote of the board still stands as to deny the request. Right?
Okay.
That's Robert's rules. I mean, we've got to reconsider before we...
Right, but the reason it was reposted is because he was told 1 o'clock, and he showed up at 1 o'clock, and he had already heard the case.
Are we... Well,
or just voted not to hear the case.
Right.
So we're not voting to hear the case. We're just voting to reconsider whether we're going to hear the case. Then we vote to
That's how Robert's case. Rules is. You have to reconsider the vote, because a vote has to stand.
Because whether he was here or not, he would have been able to speak.
Anyway.
I'm just saying, there's going to be
three votes here, maximum. Three, but the first one is if you get a majority to rehear.
And then we hear whether we should hear it or not.
Correct. And
if we decide
to hear it, then we decide to set the valuation.
Then we decide whether to set the valuation.
If you want to go that direction, but last session there was a vote not to hear.
I can tell you, Mr. Singh's issue is like a lot of taxpayers' issue. They don't know anything about the Board of Equalization, even though... James, when he sends out his increase notices, he has something on there, and we do put it in the newspaper and on the radio. People still do not understand, and that's the complaint of a lot of taxpayers.
Well, I'm on DOE, and I know more than most people, and I'm still kind of thinking.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So,
that's not encouraging, is it?
Donna's comment there, I think, is more appropriate to be heard after we decide whether we're going to reconsider the motion. I think since it was my motion originally, I think I'll go ahead and move to reconsider the motion.
Oh, we have a motion to reconsider. Do we have a second? Hearing none, the motion dies. So no action is the action. We're not going to reconsider. So there'll be no hearing to discuss. I'm looking for that, but Bob, that's the correct way to interpret that, is right?
That'd be correct.
All right, so then we're moving on. So there is no motion to rehear, to hear the case. Is that clear as mud? Pretty much?
Do they have a right to speak, then?
Well,
technically, no. So.
But I think you may have a right to appeal to the State Tax Commission as to whether we should hear it.
He can appeal to the State Tax Commission because we took action last meeting.
Right.
Yeah. But there's a time frame in which you can do that.
And if you want to explain that to him, Bob, that's great. We're going to move on to some things that were tabled from previous.
You can check with the assessor's office and they'll tell you how to appeal to the State Tax Commission or with
Sean. She has the form.
Okay.
Okay.
Check with Mrs. Neely in the clerk's office and you can appeal the decision.
All right. Moving on to the last... unfinished business from last meeting. We had tabled from last meeting removing the value of a mobile home. It was on BOE number 20110509. We were confused, James, on what it was, and so we're asking for more clarification. It was the name on that was Everett L. Fry. Fry was the last name. 200059. You want to see it, James, and see
I've
what
I've got it right here.
Was this adjusted in summer BOE, is a BOE ROC attached. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So decipher that for us, please.
All right. This mobile home, as you can see, Did you get the printout?
Yeah, it was taken off in 2010 is what it says.
Right, it just left the land only.
Okay.
And I guess the reason we did it, the reason it's different, nine, it was a real estate deal, and we took it off and sent the guys out, and it wasn't left. It wasn't there.
So your suggestion is to take it off?
Right, in 9, and the reason it's so hard to do in 10 is because the values are supposed to remain the same, and unless something like this has occurred, new construction or a loss of property.
Okay, so
it's the same as if it had burned.
So your recommendation is to approve the abatement, which is remove the mobile home.
And you just pay on the utility and the land as of today.
Is that understood by everyone?
Also,
that's the BOE case on that, just that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we need the motion to remove the new...
Just to approve the BOE number.
When was the mobile home removed?
It just wasn't there when we checked, and it had the appearances that it had been gone a while. It was moved upon the request of Everett Fry.
So we don't know if it was moved January 2nd.
Oh, I don't know if it was moved January 2nd, but my appraisers used their judgment and said it's been gone a while.
But it was gone...
January 1, 2010. Right.
Sure. So that's why you're going to... This abatement is just for 2010.
Right.
10, but not 2009.
No.
That's what it's saying.
Any questions? Any motions?
Motion for approval of abatement.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Hold on. We have 4.
Aye.
It, motion carries. You get that number? Did you get the number? 509?
509.
Yes. All right. We have one more before we have our next visitor. This was error in calculation table from last meeting, number 564. Now, let me ask you this. This may go into a little further. It seems that we heard a lot last session that we had some calculation errors because the computer program was pulling the number from the wrong line item. Is that correct, Donna? Is that how I... When do we address that? Is that addressed now or later on?
That's later on. That's our very last...
Okay, well...
I think that one is...
Something about physical condition.
Here it is, right here.
I think when you're supporting documentation, I think there's a circle around... This is the error right here. That should be different, and the next page shows you...
Should be 0.
Right. And that's the error that's...
So physical physical condition adjustment is 1.25, and it should be 0. Change in the assessed value from 13,920 from 16,830. So dropping it about $3,000 in assessed value.
If you look at the worksheet, did you look at the worksheet?
Yep.
Do you have it?
Yep.
Did we circle the 125?
Yep. And it shouldn't be there.
They should all be 100 and 0 where that space is.
And you had... All right, so it's that BOE number is, last four digits is 564. Any motions to approve?
Motion to approve 564.
By Dave?
Second.
Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. All right. The next order of business we have is Kennecuck Ministries. Now, Bob just walked out the door. Which...
That was James the issue because Sheila did not know why James had had them written. And so I talked to James and he's here to represent us.
So we have, it looks like, 6 abatements that are written. James, you good with that so far?
I'm good with it because these Kennecuck Ministries was actually put on another number. This is exempt property of the improvements. So when we created the land numbers, we put them on a totally different number to try to straighten the mess up down there that we have with the...
So this would be double taxation?
Yes.
You want to... Does anybody want to have any conversation regarding this, or
want to make sure we're getting this right?
Yeah, I want to make. I would like to make sure.
Yeah. That's not my understanding what the issue is. But I understand there's a tax number for the ministries that includes what, land and improvements.
Right.
And someone else has another tax number that identifies the same land and improvements, and both of them are supposed to be paying tax.
Right.
But one of them is exempt.
What we did last year when we got the deed in that exempted real property on top of the exempted land, we left the land on. We took the improvements off because it was improvements only. The way the deed read is improvements only is all that was warranty deeded over. And I'd never seen a warranty deed with a getting rid of lumber off of real estate. Yeah, but this happened.
I need to say that I've done work for Kennecuck on this, and I have definite views on this that I don't, not sure what I can disclose.
So when we
need to get Paulson in here to advise us something about this.
When we took the buildings off, as per belonging to the ministries,
right?
Instead of leaving the land on in the ministry's name, we took it to a totally different number.
That's right.
And taxed them through that totally different number.
So you taxed the land.
Right.
You put the improvements on a different number and made it exempt.
Right.
Okay. I have one issue to speak to on this that I think I need to ask Paulson about also.
But he's probably in the hallway.
I'm kind of with you. Anyway.
So.
Well, are these six that's listed here, are those landowners?
Yes.
And we can show that the same valuation, the total of these six land evaluations are on another number.
Yeah, I see what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I wish Tim would have attached that.
I got worksheets is all I've got here.
Yeah, that's all I've got, too.
Yeah.
May I ask?
Sure.
I mean, if she's wanting to see this, and can I ask as a board member, a relationship to Kennecuck.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sure. My name is Kay Boyer, and I'm a project manager for Kennecuck. I work with the chief financial officer there.
Okay, I knew who you were, but that has to be a matter of record.
I understand.
For the radio audience.
I'm not sure which issue you're trying to resolve. That's why if I were to see the six parcel numbers.
Here you go. I mean, you can have a look at my papers if you want. Bob.
Would you look at yours first, Jim?
Yeah.
If you'll look, turn to your worksheet.
Yes, sir.
And right in the center of the page, it should say land on 50001.
Correct.
Okay. Every one of them will tell you where that land went.
Yep, 49001
so
on this one.
So if they pay on these exempted properties, they would be double paying.
Okay. That's what I said to begin with. These are
I'm sorry I didn't spot that. I just seen where
the double assessment.
Double taxes.
You guys, I might be able to simplify this for you.
Yeah, this is basically just a double taxation.
Right. And we moved the land because we didn't want it. Basically, those the lumber that got exempted should have been this number with an L on it. Right. And instead of getting into lease numbers, it wasn't leases because it's on a warranty deed.
Right.
So then we changed the number to put the land on under a remapping system.
So
and each one of them will tell you where the these should come off.
So these are all the improvements that are coming off,
mm-hmm.
and the number you indicated here is going to the land where you are.
Right here. Every one of them's got it written right in the center of your worksheet.
I saw that.
The tax bill, where that actual land value
is. Okay, come up and address.
Well, can I see that? Sorry, I'm on the same page with you guys.
I think along with that warranty deed, or some point after the warranty deed, there was also a memorandum of lease.
Oh, yeah.
So I think those really should be on it at all anyway.
We don't care. They're exempted. We're trying to get rid of that portion of the whole deal.
The ministry, that's the point I was going to ask Paulson. Ministries is an exempt organization. But as I understand it, it's the properties that are used for a religious purpose.
Right. It's exclusively for a religious purpose. And they define what exclusively for a religious worship is. But just because you are an exempt entity or you are a church doesn't mean that the property is exempt if it's not being used for an exempt purpose.
Okay, well, the whole property, land and improvements, might be used for an exempt purpose.
Yeah, but it's not in the same name.
So do you have to be exempt entity and exempt use? Because
sure.
We ruled earlier this year that we had someone who privately owned a big school building that was being used as a school, and we said that actually, was a school use.
Actually, I don't know that you would. There is an exempt entity. There's only an exempt use.
They can remove those buildings, Kelly, off
no,
of that
no,
lease.
That's what I was getting to.
And the land is still there in private use. I don't know how the other lease went.
No, the land is being used to support the buildings. It's being leased by the exempt entity. Is it an exempt use or is it not an exempt use?
The owner is relevant in that.
It's evidence of the exemption of the use.
If I'm the owner and I lease a building and property to a retail shopping outlet, and they rent it from me at market value, that is obviously not an exempt lease. But if instead of doing it to the retail outlet, I rent that property at fair market value to a church, and theirs is a leasehold interest, their leasehold interest may be exempt, but as the owner, I'm paying taxes on the property because I'm using it as a rental piece of property. I'm getting the same rent that I would from a...
We decided earlier this summer on the old Hollister school that was owned by Dane Braden, I believe.
Thank you.
That was a school of use, and that the statute was actually very plain that it speaks to the use and not necessarily to the tax and the status of
the use by the owner.
By the owner.
The use by the owner. And I made that same argument in that case, that it's the use by the owner. You can rent to a capitalist, an entrepreneur, and get the same amount of money as renting it to a church. Basically, you've got a piece of rental property. Now, whoever rents it from you, they have a leasehold interest, and their leasehold interest would be exempt. If there was a value to that leasehold interest, the leasehold interest would have no tax due because it's exempt because it's the church using it.
So what they have is a leasehold estate in this site, in addition to presumably to the ownership of all the buildings. So like the airport, we need to look at, except the reverse of the airport, actually, we need to be looking at the division of the partition of the ownership of the value between leasehold and leased fee estates.
But
if the leased fee is owned by a taxed entity and the leasehold is owned by a tax-exempt entity.
But the complicated matter is if they're leasing it to them for a dollar a year, then what have you got?
Right.
Then you have a piece of property that's worth a dollar a year divided by whatever the cap rate is.
Dave, so, Elephant, go ahead.
There you go.
Can I ask James, these properties that are listed here under this number, were those exempt?
No.
Okay. You're transferring them over to another number. Is the number you're transferring them to exempt?
No.
So we're not changing whether it's exempt or not.
No.
So that doesn't remap into conversation whatsoever.
It's just a value.
It's a total remap that's going to be
okay. All we're talking about is not whether it's exempt or not. We're just talking about the fact that if we've got a double taxation here.
Right.
We need to
fix it.
These six numbers.
Right.
I hereby make a motion that we abate these six numbers.
Motion by Dave Oliphant.
Number 482, 483, 484, 485, 486, 487.
I have to wait for a second. I would second your motion for a discussion.
Second.
Okay.
Second by Danny Strahan.
Here's my discussion. We received a letter from Kennecott Ministries that said after the exemption of some property that took place in 2009, I believe.
Yep.
End of 08. That they wanted a certain portion of those properties put back on the tax roll.
Did that not happen in the end of 09?
I thought it was 09.
It was 09 because I wasn't here in 08, and I remember voting on it.
It happened in December of 09 for 09 taxes.
Right. We didn't realize that those properties had been excluded and exempted along with the surrounding structures until we received our tax bills for that year.
Right.
When we received our tax bills, we petitioned the assessor's office, notified the assessor's office of the issue, and look for solutions. And it was at that time we discussed a similar situation that had taken place at Twilight's Church, where we had buildings on the same property that were being used for maybe multiple purposes or for several purposes, some of it was taxed, some of it was not taxed. At that time, we engaged Hush Blackwell up in Springfield, and they had a couple conversations with Mr. Paulson, and based on those conversations, that law firm prepared some legal documents for your consideration and approval.
Okay.
But on these six, has nothing to do with any of that.
I know.
We're not changing taxes or anything on it. We're just trying to straighten up some paperwork in the assessor's office.
That's right. But I think that I seconded your motion. I'm trying to bring forward this letter that was sent by, and I'm, Kay.
Can I help you? Can I bump in?
Yeah.
Could we ask Kay to come to the mic first? And she was wanting to look at those documents to see, I'm curious as whether the issue you just brought up, Danny, refers to these properties or not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying to start off with.
I would like to know if Kay can tell us whether these properties are a part of what happened on December of 2009.
Yeah, I have a confession. Those numbers mean nothing to me.
Okay.
I don't have them all memorized. If I had a map and you could show me where they were.
If you don't mind, come to this mic here at the podium. So
you understand, Dave, you got the motion and I've got the second.
I do understand, but...
Once again, is that a bigger issue than what we're dealing with right now?
If in 09 they made that letter and we adjusted it as to not exempt on part of that, did we make the adjustments based on their letter?
Not this year. We didn't make the adjustment. We exempt. Dave, here's what happened. Mr. Frank came forward before the county commission and they voted to exempt all properties at Kennecott Camps. At that point, about a month later, I received a letter that came to me, and each commissioner received a letter from Kennecott Camps. And in this letter, it had a statement of properties that they wanted put back on the tax rolls that had been exempt. And during that process, I think it's what Chuck is relating to, I need to know if any of these properties are properties that they wanted put back on that tax roll.
Well, these properties have already been put on, irregardless of what, you know, they've already been put on under a different number.
Okay, what if they've been put on, and what if there's another one attached that's not? What I'm saying is, I don't have that letter with me. It's up there in my office, but I don't have that letter with me. We can go ahead and approve this motion.
I have a copy here.
Okay.
I also have the agreements that were attachments.
From Hushenberger or whatever.
Blackwell Sanders.
Yeah.
It used to be Hushenberger.
Yeah.
Do you want us to look at your parcel numbers?
I want to make one clarification. You started out the meeting by talking about Kennecott Ministries, and the properties that are in question are actually owned by Kennecott Heritage. So if we were to put in Kennecott Heritage, it would pull up the properties we're dealing with. And there's really only three out of the ones that you're going to see that are in question. The other ones that are reflected up there, we're working on to straighten out some paperwork. We had filed a road dedication, for example, on Deer Creek Trail, and we didn't follow all of the rules right, so we're going back to... we're going to go back and change that document.
I can't even see it. Dave, is there any of those numbers that's on there?
Not the first one, it's not.
The last one is.
This first number up here.
1.002 is.
One property in question that I would like to address.
I don't see 1.002. This one's
about. Yeah, that's one we need to talk about. And then 4903. Is the third one.
That.
Those are the three parcel numbers we've asked to be put back on.
Okay, hold on. We're getting too many things confused. Can you go back to the original? I just need to deal with these right now.
These are under ministries, not heritage.
Right. So I can't deal with the heritage right now. I got to deal with what the motion on the floor is. So
can you give Christy the number? And she
I was going through them real fast. They weren't up there.
Okay, 8.
That's what I'm saying. If you could give her the number, she could pull that property
I'm gonna
up.
I'm going to give you the first number.
For my 08-8.0-28.
Kelly, hold on.
000.
Hold on, that's not the issue.
000-050.000. What's the assessed value on that first? Is that land only?
That is improvements.
Improvements only. So we're taking the improvements off. And the land was going to go to something else.
Wait a minute.
I thought you said that this was land only. That's what the assessors stated a while ago.
No. Give her a map.
These are with improvements only, that we're taking off the improvements and adding land to this number.
Mr. Struppers, would you give instructions on what you would like her to do?
Look at 50, and look at 5001, and it looks plain.
Okay.
The question is, he has added the real estate from this to this end. So if you would pull, go 5001, did you do that?
This one is 5001.
Okay.
No, this is 5001.
5001 is what he's talking to us about.
It's 000.
Okay.
So this is 000 here.
And we're taking the improvements off of the 000. Okay.
And you're putting them on
5001.
Which is that one.
So would you click on that?
The little one?
Yeah, the little one.
Oh, sorry.
The little one is the question, Dave. This is the adjustment.
Okay.
So the little one is the land value.
Okay.
There you go. That's the value that he is charging for land, and the abatement is to take the improvements off of this, leaving the land. That's how James explained it.
So the improvements
are all exempt.
Which is?
All these six BOE numbers.
Right, but I just want to find this one right here that we're looking at, just to make sure. I just want to clarify.
Which one is it?
5.0.
What's the BOE number?
482.
Okay, 482. That's that one there. Is it not?
But I'm wanting to see the land.
That's right there. Oh.
Here, we've got...
That's where he's taking the improvements off and put the land on that one.
Well, there's no land on here. This is improvements only.
So we're taking the land, right, we're taking that away.
And that leaves zero.
Correct. But he already issued one, that one right there, for land.
Okay. So we're just clearing off, okay.
The improvements. All we're doing.
I understood it while ago was the opposite. I thought we were taking the land and.
He reassessed everything with a new parcel number for all the land.
Same difference. This figure right here has been added to 5.1.
No.
I mean to.
No.
To,
that number's gone away, and that's the correct number now. 106 or 34,110 is the new valuation for that parcel.
Okay.
That's what he's done with this paperwork.
Yeah, but basically this is a part of that improvement.
Correct.
Yes. That's
the land of this improvement.
Okay.
That we're taking away.
You see no problem with voting on it?
No.
Voting on what?
I know what he's done to follow, to make it, to clear up the books.
Okay, I thought it was the land that was being... put over to another one, that the improvements were by themselves somewhere and we were taking these lands and putting them over there. But we're taking the improvements off of this and there is no land here. This is improvements.
The assessor has no problems because he wrote the abatements. We have a motion. I'm calling for the vote.
Okay.
Could you tell us again briefly what's happening? We're
sure.
Taking?
We've got six BOE, six BOE numbers that he did not put land values on. He only had improvement values on.
All right, so we're adding the land.
He's already put the land on a different parcel number. Oh. We're taking the improvements off of these.
Okay.
That's why the big square and the little square. The little square is actually the improvement. That's what he's. That's the land. The outer one is the improvement that we've taken to zero. That he wants to take to zero because the improvements are exempt.
Okay.
And the little one includes land and improvement.
No, just little one's just land.
Beginning, Dan. This isn't going to fix it.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. So let's deal with these. Do you have any issues with these? Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Now, are we to take up the other issue then right now? Is there another issue?
There is.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
I don't think you can hear the next issue.
Okay. We're not prepared for this. Okay, then let's not do that right now because we're not prepared for that. But we need to figure out if we're supposed to be hearing that or not. Because I think there's a separate issue we need to either address or don't address. Correct?
Well, if I may, we've talked about it somewhat already, and that is Danny started it with in December of 2009, the county commission exempted, or was it the BOE?
No, as a county commission.
I think it was 09, December of 09.
Well, the way I remember, let me say,
okay, it could, ma'am, it can't be 08 because I wasn't in commissioner in 08, and I voted in 09.
It was 08. They wanted us to add value on in 2009. It was past summer VOE.
Okay, let's do this. For the sake of time and everything else, if we would get together and we have one more BOE, let's come back and present the BOE with all the facts so we can make a decision what we have to do. Because
the only thing, Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's a place of this BOE to run on an 09 value.
Just as you didn't.
But you guys figure it out. I don't
think you want to hear it.
Okay. All right.
Well, frankly, we haven't been over 10 either.
Yeah, 09, you won't do 9 or 10 because of the action.
You're looking to get billed on the two houses?
Yes, the two homes.
Okay.
All right.
That's what my letter was. It wasn't this letter.
Yeah.
Well, would this be a good issue for Kennecott, for Kay to take to the assessor and get this straightened out?
With the attorney's help.
Well,
but
I thought we had done 10. I understood we can't do 9, but you said you haven't got a bill for 10. I thought we had fixed 10.
Okay, too. We can look and see.
Okay.
But that's not a BOE.
Why don't you guys,
yeah.
And we're going to keep on moving on. Okay, we're moving on. Next order of business is BOEs 415, 417, and 421. The request for these BOEs is all three are deleted parcels with values that need to be taken to zero. And sir, if you want to look at them, pass them around. No, we are completed with those.
Well, I mean, they don't say much, but other than take them to zero.
Well, they're entities.
I know. Each one of them is an entity.
Well, I thought we had a Patricia. Oh, we did that.
Yep. Do you want to see those, Chuck?
Yeah.
All right.
Motion for approval of the abatement.
415, 417, and 421.
Yes, with the preceding numbers, whatever they are.
That's, yeah. Do I have a second? I'll second.
He's going to get in on the action, right?
No, these are just deleted parcels. These abatements here, they're just deleting parcels. Yeah. I mean, just say approval of BOE numbers.
They got deleted, but the value didn't get removed.
Right. The parcels got deleted, but no value. So we're taking them back to zero. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0. Next order of business is taking from commercial resident to all commercial value of BOE 353. And it is, are these all together here?
Really?
That's one? Oh, you got more. Yeah, okay. And we're moving it to a... to all commercial, you see your notes right there.
Yeah.
Any questions for the assessor?
Sorry, it's going from commercial to res.
No, it's going to all commercial.
Going from commercial to commercial.
All commercial.
Motion to approve BOE number 353.
Wouldn't that change the assessment also?
That would be the assessment.
That would be the assessment after.
Yeah. Got a motion? Second by Danny. All those in favor?
I have a question. Why is it being changed? Is this an error of some sort?
They sent a letter in
saying, please tax me more.
I guess. That's the first time I've seen it.
Hold on. Will there be an increase notice?
I guess their letter would be their increase notice.
So,
but still, it would probably be good form to send them the increase pursuant to your letter saying that you're commercial rather than residential.
But aren't we going to send a new bill out?
Yeah.
I think that's worded wrong, guys. I think it's taking it commercial to res.
Okay, hold on. This is going from commercial to residential.
Sure.
It says, will not be a rental unit, owner use only, is what the letter says that it's attached.
So
it's just going residential.
I think you draw my motion here, or withdraw my second. I guess worded wrong.
Withdraw the motion.
Well, my wording is what was written on the abatement, but
it's a Port Royal unit that is, she's signing a letter saying that it is not rental, it is a owner use only. Okay?
Okay.
here's the two documents, here and here.
Yeah. Okay, that's sorry? Better dated here.
9-3, whatever.
No, the one that she sent in. Nine. She sent another letter.
That's 9. That's October 16th, and this is May.
Is she okay. saying she's just taking it out of commercial? Because it's of January 1 of the year, correct?
Right. So that's you guys' decision. We presented it to you.
So you wrote the abatement, but this is a request that we got a letter to right. take it from commercial to residential only. Mm-hmm. Not evaluate. It's not valuation-based. It's just strictly
commercial to residential based on their letter saying what?
But look at the date of your letter is all I'm going to say.
They purchased it on April 27th of 09.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're requesting it on May 13th of 09. Is what this letter says right here.
Right.
So it should be in 2010, based off this letter.
Should be residential.
Residential. And October 16th, she's saying, I sent you a letter and you didn't change it.
That's right.
So, yeah.
So it should be changed.
It should be changed. Does that make sense now?
Motion to approve the abatement.
353. Second by Dave. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Motion carries. We're going to move a little slower so I can read these better here. This is abatement 574. It says currently, the value double assessed. The duplex was split out on a different parcel number. We have supporting documentation that shows that it is on a separate parcel. So your request is to take one of the valuations off the property.
It's just basically a split that didn't get occurred.
Okay, so part of it's been done, but not the second
right,
part.
Right.
That makes sense? Okay.
Motion to approve. BOE number 574.
Motion to approve by Dave.
Second.
Second by Danny. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 5-0. Next one is 575 and 576. It is reducing the value to zero and adding 300 for res only as condo is condemned.
So, all three deal or what?
It is the physical address is, yes, Fall Creek Lakeside Condos.
Now, you're adding 300 what? Dollars? I mean,
$300 assessments, all it is for the land value, what we basically put to the condo.
But what is that? Is that our minimum that we set as a? Well, we set a
$100 minimum.
$100
minimum. But this is strictly, I think, if you check every other condo, there will be at $300 res on your land value that we attribute to common element.
Okay.
The structure value is basically what we're trying to do here because it's condemned.
Where's the condemnation? Who condemned it and how's that work?
City of Branson.
City of Branson condemned it last year because I think we did
right.
a BOE action last year.
Right.
Question, do we tax all the common elements separately through the COA?
No.
They still have joint ownership in all common elements. So that would be, you're saying their joint ownership of all the common elements is only $300.
Right.
Okay.
So, with all that said,
you want looking for a motion?
I'm looking for a motion. Can't drive the ship by myself.
Shit, I'll do it.
Motion to approve abatement 575 and 576 by Kelly. Is that right?
Second.
Second by Dave. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We're going to move on to 578 and 579. It is condo is condemned and removing commercial value on 577 to adding the residential for 300. Looks like the same
type,
same scenario, same neighborhood.
580 is the same.
Motion for approval.
It says 577.
Second.
Hold on, where do you see 577?
I see it there. I see what he's talking about. I don't know what that means.
Oh, here it is.
Condo condemned, removing commercial value on 577 and adding on 300 for residents.
Okay, I see what it is. It took everything down to zero. Zero.
One took it to zero and the other to add 300 to it. right?
Well, it's
yes. Here. Here's 577. It took everything to zeros. 577 went down to zeros.
It should be 577, 578, not 579.
So there's no 579, then you're saying. That's correct.
Okay, that's what was confusing.
Okay, 577 and 578 is what the answer is, not the 79. She has a double typed. Motion by David. Dan. Danny.
Second
by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Moving on to 579, it looks like, and 580.
Same situation.
Same situation. Motion by Kelly. Second by Dave Oliphant.
Okay, I'm going to get out.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. So now we're on 581 and 582. I have it right here. Classified as erroneous assessment. Is that right?
Taking a use of a garage from commercial down to residential after he purchased it in December of 2009.
Right. He purchased that in 2009, late December. We didn't get by there to see. It was a commercial garage out in the county. He said, when I bought the garage, I did not use it for nothing but residential. We just hadn't been there to change it. And when he made us aware, we went and changed it.
Yeah, I have a question. Is it the character of the property that determines its assessment or its actual use?
This was actually used as a commercial garage. And he bought it. He's the neighboring property, and he bought it for himself as storage.
If I go buy an office building and I put a cot in it and live in it,
it's a residence.
It becomes a residence.
Yes.
My $8 million skyscraper office building.
Right.
All right. Do I have a motion?
All right.
As long as there's no other use in it.
That's right.
Based on that, if it's being used residentially.
I'm just glad he didn't ask for it to be ag, because it'd be hard not to turn him down.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'll make a motion to approve 581 and 582.
Motion by Chuck.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 583. It looks like 585. Is that a typo, Donna?
Aye.
Oh, that's right. Let me look here. Oh, I just put it away.
It's another one of those nightly rental jobs. Do we have letters?
Looking.
I guess.
We have a letter of November 19th, 2010. They bought the unit March 1st of 2010. It has not been a rental unit. It has not been any time this year.
At any time this year.
Correct.
Since they bought it.
Since they purchased it, there's been
since
no...
they purchased it, but on January 1 of 2010 is the key date. How is it being used? Was it available for rental?
I have no idea. I would assume it would be because it was in the program. But there's no way to know that.
Well, we have to go off of the January 1st date.
It's your decision.
Yeah, it's just your decision.
But, well, you know, I mean, that's what you've told us, isn't it?
It is. It's based on January 1.
Even when it changes hands.
So what was the prior?
Didn't they pay taxes to that point as a commercial, and it's now residential?
Ownership.
So they got the tax use, Bob, from those 3 months?
Sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
At closing?
I just wrote it. You guys make the decision.
I'm going to motion to...
If it was a house that burned down, we figure if it's in the first, 5 months of the year, we bake to zero?
Prorate, yeah.
But you prorate otherwise.
But you've never done that for condos at
the... I don't know that there's any authorization to prorate something for a portion of the year commercial and another portion of the year residential.
Right. I don't think so.
So you're saying your recommendation is deny these. I'm looking for my attorney.
Well, am I supposed to recommend something?
from a legal perspective.
Well, was it available for rental more than half the year, I guess, or more than
half
the time?
The reason it had to be questioned by the assessor is she says it was not ever rented that year. But that goes back to what you guys have been consistent at.
It's not whether it was rented or not. It was whether it was available for rental for... predominantly available. Now, I would argue, if I were them, I would come in and argue and say it hasn't been predominantly available for rental during 2010.
Of course, they owned it more than half of the year, and they didn't.
And the use has changed. I mean, if it was, it was, but predominantly.
And in answer to your question, I'm sure it was prorated to them at commercial tax value.
I'm sure there was
the
too.
So
they got about 6 months rather than 3 months at closing.
Probably.
What's the numbers? Was it 583 and 585?
Correct.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'm going to second the motion. Motion by Chuck, second by Jim, just to be difficult.
You know, we'll be getting a windfall for the commercial value for 3 months. Yes.
All right.
But the taxing entities
got
getting their money right. No?
Well,
if it's not been rented?
Depends on how they worked it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I know.
You're opposed? Motion carries 3-2. Kelly and Danny voting against. Moving on to 605 and 606. The value dropped off the book is what the assessor has typed, or someone typed. Clerical error, value dropped off book, reducing to zero and adding back on at residential at 305.90.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Danny, second by Dave. So an increased notice will be sent then?
Yeah, their notice will be their tax bill.
Their notice will be their tax bill, but there wasn't sent a tax bill, right?
Right, it was dropped off the book.
So they'll get a new tax bill mailed to them.
Well, I'm lost. Why is there two numbers? If it's not on the book, how can you take it off?
Because it was on a yard large parcel. So they drop it to zero and then add it back as a new house, actually, that's been done.
They divided it off of
right.
A large
parcel. It was a split.
So you create a new parcel, take it to zero, and then add
right.
It.
Right.
Okay.
But how is that a left off?
Hold on. I'm looking.
Residence was left off. The land had valuation. It was just the residence left off. Is that right, James?
Yeah, but the residential land was a huge portion.
The land value was taken off in 05, is in the 605 number.
When it was split, you took it off, but you didn't add the split new lot on?
We added the new lot on. That's in the 30,590, the total value. We didn't have to write it that way. We could have just wrote it as a strictly as an add-on, but that would have confused it.
Okay, did the value of the land go up then?
Do yes, we, as the value of an individual lot instead of a subdivision. What was the original value on it?
1,070.
On how many acres?
Lot 1 through 4, it doesn't say.
All right, but the house is built
3.43 on. Acres.
Right, but the house is built on, I think.
3.43 acres, same acreage.
Okay, then it went from that value to zero.
And added the house and the land back on.
The land came back on at a higher rate, though.
Right.
Nope, no, it didn't.
No, it came on the same.
56, came on the same.
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm not looking at it.
No, you're right. So
land's the same.
Land's the same, so you didn't do an increase. I was just concerned you did an increase in land value.
No.
So all you're doing is running on the house.
Running on a house that had been left on.
All right. Do we have a motion?
I already did, didn't I?
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Chuck, you said aye?
Aye. Yep. Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to 588, reducing the value, you can read that, moving the value of apartments to a different parcel number.
Right.
Duplicate bill, apartment moved to a different parcel number on 588. And
so there's going to be a corresponding increase to parcel 13.02?
Right.
No, they've already done that.
You already did that part. You just didn't do the first part, which is taking it off.
Didn't take it off.
Motion for approval.
Motion approval of 588, second by Kelly Trimble. Motion by Danny Strahan, by the way. Second by Kelly. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Personal property refunds now.
We submitted by the court order number and then by the tax year.
These are all court orders.
All personal property listed are due to the wrong tax year entered by assessor or taxpayer requesting refund for the difference in the assessed valuation.
Oh.
As a vehicle.
Oh, these are vehicles?
This is all vehicles.
Okay.
The wrong tax year on the vehicle.
Should have been 2001.
But you're talking about just going back to 2008 on that personal property, right? And we had a
2008, 2009, 2010.
Which is 3 years, which we can.
Well, that's what we came to that
right.
conclusion, is that's what we can do on personal property.
Normally,
right?
The commission would do these, but since we were in session, I just brought them to you.
So okay. Anybody want to do a fail swoop, just all in approval?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dave, second by Kelly, to approve all these personal property refunds. Any discussion?
Just the comment. I asked Donna the question. I don't know if you heard, but normally the commission does this, but to speed it up, she's asked the BOE to do it, which I'm fine with.
I'm fine with that, too. Yeah. There's no authority issue, is it, Bob?
No.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. One last bit of business here. We had, there are some calculation errors that have been taking place because of our application that does assessments, and so there needs to be a motion to for any values that have, what is it? Please make a motion to set all 2010 values at the 2009 value if it came out different. So basically, the program is picking a different number at times. And remember, we had some of those last session. So kind of a
on personal property.
No,
this is on real estate. This is to fix it all in case you guys are not in session and we get somebody in here that pulled the 2010.
He's not changing values. He's just
we're voting on letting him change.
Fix the system because we have a computer error.
So when they discover, as they discover the errors, they go ahead and fix them.
Right.
Because we give them approval.
Last day we may get 15 of them in here.
And we probably should add presented by the assessor to the clerk.
So okay, Bob, you have a question of concern on your face.
Does that go with those others?
Well, very good read. 2010 value,
new one.
You take the 2009 value, the 2010 value is different. But that's absent there being a BOE decision in
correct.
2010.
Absent right. of overriding decision.
All right.
Right. Yeah. But it's just to fix this stuff because we're going to get down to the wire here, and we all know we've already corrected several. There's going to be several more.
Okay.
I guarantee you when they come
motion
in.
Motion to approve letting the assessor correct any computer errors of picking up the wrong figure so that 2010 taxes are exactly the same as 2009, barring any BOE decisions.
Not taxes, assessments.
Assessments. I'll second the motion behind Dave Oliphant's first. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion aye. Carries 5-0.
This was your vote. It just didn't get implemented by one of our clients.
Okay.
So I don't think
we have left just a December BOE if we need it. Correct?
Right.
And we will need it.
And we don't have any minutes to approve. That's right. So we'll just do those next in December day. Okay. Dave, you're gone. Dave, thanks for serving this year.
Yes.
And we'll let you know if you're going to serve next year.
It's been a pleasure.
What did I miss? David is gone. This is his last BOE until the end of the year.
Oh, is there another BOE?
There'll be one more in December.
And she may be right on Connecticut.
No.
You remember when I told you we corrected 2010? Yeah, I
am. All right, I'm going to adjourn BOE.
No date for December?
But it'll be right on.
No, let's wait and see what you see what piles up. It'll probably be the last week.
If you could take care of her, that would be great.
I'm a relative.